All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time here with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And on this 4th of July, there were definitely some fireworks that went off today in the NBA as small forward Kevin Durant decided to sign as a free agent with the Golden State Warriors. And it was a bit of a shock. I mean, all along, it looked like the front runners for the Durant sweepstakes were going to be the Warriors, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the San Antonio Spurs, with the Thunder and Warriors being closer at the forefront as far as the teams in which had the best opportunity to sign Durant. Now, of course, this leaves a big hole for the Thunder because he's been a lifer there. He was drafted in 2007, second overall by the then Seattle Supersonics, and then they moved to Oklahoma City in 2008. And he helped to put Oklahoma City basketball on the map. This is a guy that was a seven-time NBA All-Star while wearing the Thunder uniform. He led the NBA in scoring on four separate occasions. This was also a player that was the MVP of the NBA back in 2014. So, I mean, you're looking at a guy that has really done it all. He got this, helped get this team to the NBA Finals back in 2012, where they lost to the Miami Heat in five games. But this is a guy in Durant. He was a big part of the Thunder franchise. And at the same time, he's going to have to deal with a ton of criticism. It wasn't a decision like what we saw from LeBron James back in 2010, but he's going to have to deal with a ton of criticism because you look at a Thunder organization that has really done a solid job of putting talent around Durant. You have Russell Westbrook at point guard, but there's also been quality players around Durant during the majority of his time in Oklahoma City. And I mean, the Thunder were up 3-1 just earlier in this year in the NBA's Western Conference Finals on the Golden State Warriors before they lost the final three games of that series. So basically, you know that the Thunder were a title caliber team. Now, Oklahoma City is a small market. Granted, the Warriors play in Oakland, but you have San Francisco right across the bay, and it's more of a bigger market for Durant. But at the same time, things will get a lot easier somewhat because now he's going to a team that won 73 games this past season. They themselves were one game away from repeating as NBA champions, and now you have the reigning MVP in Steph Curry, you have Klay Thompson, and you have Draymond Green already in place. And all three of these guys are quality players. You look at what Curry brings to the table. He's one of the best shooters in the game. The same thing can be said for Thompson, and Green is an all-around player. And between Curry, Thompson, and Green, you're talking about nearly 65 points per game. So if you're Durant, you can't go there and expect to be the guy because it's not your team. This past season, Durant averaged nearly 19 field goal attempts per game. You can expect that to go down because there's, you know, you talk about the basketballs going around, and will there be enough basketballs to appease everybody in Golden State? And I don't think Durant is going there to rock the boat. I think he's going there with the mindset that he wants to win a championship, and he feels that he can be the piece that can get the Warriors back to that status that they had last year. And at the same time, the Warriors are the team that is going to give him the opportunity to hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy as an NBA champion. If you look back to these NBA finals, when the Cavaliers were healthy, they were able to play solid perimeter defense on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, while the Warriors really didn't have that guy that can play the post. And Durant is a guy that can play the post. He's more of a perimeter shooter, but I do see him playing the post more in this offense, offsetting both Curry and Thompson. Now, you look ahead, and I mean, Jerry West, he's a miracle worker. I mean, this is a guy, he could sell water to a whale if possible. We know about his exploits during his time as the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. Then when he ran the show for the Memphis Grizzlies, now he is a minority owner for the Golden State Warriors. And he was a part of their contingent that went out to the Hamptons over the weekend and spoke to Kevin Durant. Of course, Curry, Thompson, Steve Kerr, the head coach, they were all part of that contingent as well. And Jerry West is a very convincing guy, and he's a winner. And that's what players want to hear. Now, you're going to look at Durant's legacy, and I mean, it's going to be torn right now because, I mean, he was arguably one of the best players in Sonics slash Thunder franchise history. Like I said before, he helped to put basketball there on the map. But at the same time, this is the current state of the NBA. Players feel that there is no loyalty from the owners to them, and they're not going to have that same loyalty in return to a team or a city. And these guys want to go where either, one, they can get paid, or two, they can win a championship. And in this instance, Durant was going to get paid wherever he went. It's just a matter of him winning that title. Now, I know that there are going to be some people out there that are going to say, you know what, he's a bandwagoner because he's going to a team that is already title worthy in the Warriors. And yes, in that sense, it's true. But this is the current NBA. This is the current landscape of what we're dealing with. And I know that people are going to look back and see, well, say, well, LeBron James was a trendsetter with the way that things went down in 2010. But the bottom line is, guys want to win, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win, and they want to put themselves in what they feel is the best situation. But Durant is a guy, he's a likable guy, but he also wants people to like him. And I think from a basketball sense, he now is going to have to deal with a ton of backlash from fans and skeptics that are going to see him simply as a bandwagoner. And there's a possibility, in my sense, that it could rank up there with what we saw LeBron James have to deal with back in 2010. Granted, when LeBron James left the Cavaliers initially in 2010 to join the Heat, it was a little bit different because, yes, Kevin Durant is a star, but he's not a star on that level of LeBron James. You could say whatever you want. Durant is not a face of the NBA like LeBron James is. And then on top of that, LeBron was the hometown guy because he was from Akron, Ohio, which is right outside of Cleveland. So it was a little bit of a difference. But you're looking at a situation right here. He had a championship caliber team in Oklahoma City, did Durant, and he decided to go his separate ways, and he wanted to go about and making things a little bit easier for him as far as winning that championship. Now, looking ahead for the Oklahoma City Thunder and general manager Sam Presti, he has some decisions to make. Will he be able to re-sign Russell Westbrook long-term? We'll have to wait and see, because this is still a quality Thunder team. We saw what happened at the NBA draft, where Serge Ibaka was traded to the Orlando Magic, and in return, the Thunder were able to receive Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, two players who I think are going to have an immediate impact in this Thunder rotation. There's also the possibility of re-signing shooting guard Deion Waiters. You also have proven post players such as Enes Kanter and a solid rebounder in Steven Adams. So this is now Russell Westbrook's team. He does not have to defer to anybody anymore. So I think Russell Westbrook is going to be in the MVP conversation even more next season because his offensive numbers are going to go up. You know that he can pass the ball, and you know that he can rebound as well. So I think right now you're looking at a potential 30-point season for Westbrook coming into the 2016-2017 NBA season. But I tell you right now, the signing of Durant to Golden State has made the NBA too predictable for the upcoming season because fans have to get realistic with it. There is a high possibility that you're going to see Golden State versus Cleveland in the NBA Finals for the third consecutive year, as this has now become this generation's version of Lakers versus Celtics. It's simple. Now, Durant, like I said before, he's going to get some backlash. And I think the Thunder organization, they're trying to take the high road in this, and they want their fans to appreciate what Kevin Durant meant to the organization when he was there. But I guarantee you there are going to be some folks out there that are not thrilled by this decision. I'm not surprised by the fact that he went to the Golden State Warriors, but at the same time, I'm still a little bit shocked, and I don't want it to sound like an oxymoron because there was part of me that really thought that he was going to stay in Oklahoma City and attempt to attain an NBA championship there. But things have definitely changed, and make no mistake about it that the Golden State Warriors are the clear-cut favorite to win the NBA championship for the upcoming season. Now, will they be able to do it? We'll have to wait and see. But more than anybody in this situation, there's more pressure on Kevin Durant than anybody else because, again, this team went 73-9 without him. They were the 2015 NBA champions, and they were one victory away from repeating as NBA champions. So anything less would be a failure on Kevin Durant's part. So he's going there. So he better make sure that he is able to get this team or help get this team back to the promised land. I don't see the Warriors simply winning 73 games once again, just for the simple fact that it's going to take some time for all of these guys to get acclimated amongst each other. Now, it's going to take probably 6 to 8 weeks during the season for it to happen. But once the Warriors get rolling next year, look out. I don't think Durant has a problem taking a backseat to Curry and Thompson as far as getting the shots because he simply wants to win. But it will be definitely interesting to see Mr. Durant put on that purple and gold in the Bay Area. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are the single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.